This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. My name is Teresa, and I'm here with my husband, Scott.
Hello.
The Holy Spirit wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit. It wants us to have that lovingness and that kindness and gentleness, self-control. But it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process.
Right.
But if your heart is desiring what God wants, that's what He wants. We're going to stumble.
Right.
We're going to fall.
Right.
But now, if you're out there and you're not, you know, a believer in Christ, let's say, or you haven't really given your heart to Him.
Or you're in total rebellion.
Yeah, you're in rebellion to Him and everyone else.
That's not a total surrender.
Yeah. No, it's not. You're not surrendered at all, and it's intentional. It's kind of like, you know, premeditated murder and just accidental, you know, or something like that. You know what I mean? It's just, I mean, it's intentional that you don't want to be around Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to a man who was intentional about not wanting to be around God for many years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to know Him, and He came into my life, that's when He started showing me the fruit of the Spirit.
Yep.
You know, and that's when I went, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And it's a pet peeve of ours. It's the fruit of the Spirit,
yeah.
Not fruits.
A lot of people say fruits of the Spirit.
It's the fruit of the Spirit.
Right. And the fruit of the Spirit is because if you have one.
Which is
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit, yes.
The Holy Spirit.
You have them all.
Then you have them all.
Doesn't mean the battle
right.
is over because we're still in the flesh.
And it certainly doesn't mean that you're perfect in all
right.
of them.
That's right.
You know?
And He does expect perfection, but that's why God sent Jesus. Jesus took that place. He is the perfect one. And so we will never be perfect until we are with Him. But because of what He did, God sees Jesus when He sees us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I think people can find a lot of relief when you really grasp that.
It's hard to grasp that, you know, it really is. And, well, you know, I like reading it like this, you know, when you have love, then you're going to have joy. When you have joy, you're going to have peace. When you have peace, you're going to have patience and kindness. And when you have goodness, you'll have faithfulness. And when you have gentleness, you're going to have self-control. They all work together to make one fruit, you know. And
yeah, so, but you know when you're, you know what is that someone said a long time ago? When your fruit gets squeezed, it's always interesting to see what comes out. When your fruit of self-control gets squeezed, it's always interesting to see what comes out. And then you can beat yourself up because maybe you got upset because someone cut in front of you on the highway and you lost it. Does that mean you're not saved? It means you're human.
Yeah. That means you messed up.
Yeah.
And I lose self-control. I still lose self-control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm the first one to admit it, but that's what God wants us to do, is to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a process. You know, don't you agree?
Well, of course. Until we're walking in agreement with Him, how can we have fellowship with Him? It says that in Amos 1:1, I believe. How can two agree unless they're, you know, and how can two walk together unless they're in agreement?
Mm-hmm.
And God doesn't want us to be in denial about it. He just wants us to admit it, like you just said, and confess it. You know, God, don't help me not to be impatient when I'm on the highway. I'm impatient when people cut me off like that. Go on and admit it. And you admit it, and then you guys can do some business and, you know, get back up there on the potter's wheel. But if we just ask Him, say, God, help me not to be angry when people cut in front of me. No, just go on and admit that you have a problem with that.
God, I'm angry when people cut in front of me.
Mm-hmm. That takes humility.
Yeah.
And that's what He wants.
That's right. And, you know, but there's a struggle going on inside of us. And that's a fight for control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so our willpower, see, even today, sometimes I'll think, you know, like at work, for instance, I'll say, well, I can do this. I can get through this, or I can have self-control about this situation. Mm-hmm. But did I pray about it? Did I ask God to help me? Did I ask God to take control of this situation? Well, when I lose self-control, I obviously didn't. So self-control is not willpower. It's not something we get by gritting our teeth and forcing ourselves to just say, no, I'm not going to do this
again.
No,
that's futile.
Yeah, self-control is called a fruit.
It is.
Fruit doesn't instantly pop out of the tree.
No.
But as the tree grows and the seasons pass, the fruit naturally develops.
It develops. It's not instant.
Right. As we continue to follow God's guidance, taking one step at a time,
mm-hmm.
our self-control will gradually grow.
There it is. Naturally, gradually grow.
I mean, you read in the Old Testament about David, a man after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. His intentions was to please God. He had a heart for God. Did he mess up? Absolutely, because his self-control was not even in the same realm as what it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But we came to that realization, and then he cried out to God. God heard him. And he said, you're a man after my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he wants us to be, a man or a woman after his own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to help us with that self-control issue.
Because we naturally love to do the evil things that are just opposite from what the things the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And the good things we want to do when the Spirit has his way with us are just the opposite of our natural desires. So it's just like these two forces are constantly fighting each other to win control over us. And our wishes are never free from their pressures. But again, that's because we're human beings in these human bodies. We're actually spiritual beings having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this struggle is so hard. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. That's an old hymn.
Yeah.
And that's so true when you think about it. And you know what? It is what it is. And we will be constantly fighting. We'll get one battle won, we think, and then here comes another one. Just because the world that we live in, it's a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is, as the word says, is out to kill, steal, and destroy us.
Yes, he is. But you know, in Ecclesiastes, it says, vanity is vanity. All is vanity. Life is but a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
And it is,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you know what? Our job is to stay connected with God.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's what we need to do. It's not our job to produce the fruit of the self-control in our life. That's the Holy Spirit's job. That's what God has given his Spirit to us.
Mm-hmm. And
That's his job. Let him do his job.
Yeah, and if you're not real sure how to stay connected to God, just a quick example of what we've just experienced. I mean, just being so focused on getting this office like we want it and need it in the way that it needs to be, and focus. That's what our focus has been. And when our focus, whether it's on this or something else, is so, you know, all-consuming, I can stop and think, man, I'm feeling a little disconnected from God.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even intentional. It's because my focus has not been on really thinking about how to please him or what I can do for someone else or do for him or spend time with him. Is because, you know, we had this goal that we were trying to meet, and I thought, I'm not really doing anything wrong, but I realized how easy that can happen, that our busyness and our thoughts can be so consuming that he's not really first place, and we feel disconnect. And I didn't like that at all. And I'm glad this is done, because I miss him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you really just long for him.
That's right. Well, you know what? The first step in self-control is giving up control of self. That's how you get self-control under control. Give up control of yourself. Give it to him. He wants to help us. He wants to help every one of these people, of you who are listening to us right now. But the first step to do that, to get self-control under control, is to give your life to him. Give your heart to Him.
Sincerely.
Sincerely. Or maybe you thought you did years ago, and you're listening to us right now, and you're going, my goodness, no wonder I can't get this under control, because I've never given my heart to Jesus. He's real, okay? This is not something you believe in. This is something you know. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. So we want to give you that opportunity today to give your life to Christ and start getting self-control under control. So if you would, please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say that my sins are forgiven if I sincerely, from my heart, ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, please forgive me of all my sins. I need to give and get a handle on self-control. Today, I give you control of myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening to us. And if you did, just give your life to Christ. Just take a few seconds and email us at info@livingitup.org and let us know. And like we said, it's Tuesday, so it's not too early to be thinking about what church you might want to attend this weekend. Mm-hmm. And ask them if they have a mentorship program, discipleship program.
Yeah.
It always helps to have a brother or sister walk beside you mm-hmm. in this new, exciting walk with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, this has been good.
Yes.
We look forward to talking to you all tomorrow.
That's right.
Until we do, keep living it up
while beginning again.